The elected officials say people have to wait in narrow hallways for their cases to be called, and some meet in tiny rooms without windows. They call that an unacceptable risk to public health. But Judith Goldener of the Legal Aid Society says moving to another building doesn't go far enough.
We think it's inappropriate for any cases to be brought in housing court at this time in the middle of a public health crisis.
An attorney for the Rent Stabilization Association says landlords agree Brooklyn has the worst housing court, but they need some way to move cases forward. There's no date for when courtrooms will open in person. The court system says it's still discussing how to expand operations.